Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Texas say they've uncovered a human smuggling operation. Over two dozen people found hidden in a secret compartment of a gooseneck trailer. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
26 victims, 11 transported to the hospital. Seven in custody that we believe are coyotes.
He says the victims were exposed to the elements while being smuggled across the border. Today, President Biden in Normandy, France, for D-Day commemorations, honoring Allied forces that stormed the beaches of Normandy 80 years ago and the start of defeating Nazi Germany. Former President Trump in Arizona tonight for a campaign event in Phoenix.
We have to make America great again. We're going to do
tomorrow. His former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, expected to be arraigned in Phoenix along with former Trump campaign aide in the state's fake electors case in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Two astronauts on Boeing's test flight of the Starliner now on the International Space Station for the week. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The ACLU of Wisconsin is suing the city of Milwaukee over plans for demonstrations during the Republican National Convention. The group says the designated protest zone violates the First Amendment. Convention organizers are pushing in the other direction, complaining protesters will be too close to Fiserv Forum. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. Eight former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. Four inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As the school year winds down, Lake Superior Elementary students and teachers are preparing for the permanent closure of their school. According to a Northern News Now report, Principal Rick Flaherty says that all 30 members of the staff who intended to continue working have been able to find another job either inside or outside the district, and class sizes will remain mostly the same after consolidation. The Superior School Board voted to close the school in April of 2023, but haven't decided what to do with the building yet. A Burnett County jail inmate was sentenced to 5 more years in prison in relation to a 2022 overdose death in the jail. According to court documents, jail video showed Shane Bearhart giving fentanyl to the victim, Joshua Staples, after the dangerous drug passed through the hands of two other inmates. Staples was found unresponsive in his cell. Bearhart entered a guilty plea to reckless homicide charges before he was sentenced. One of the inmates involved in passing the drugs, Danielle Rodriguez, is also serving a 5-year sentence. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our 9 guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, highs to the mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again, low 70s. It's 63 right
now.
Don't
you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kid shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thursday feels like a Friday. Wish it was. But we'll keep going. We'll press on. Man. The show must
Friday
go on, Dom.
Eve. We are motivated, Crudy. We can do it. We can do it, but we're going to need your help. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
It is a happier happy hour, although I have a modest complaint. During the commercial break, a flutist, and they're probably really good. I don't know. I'm not a big connoisseur of the flute playing. But it's like Jethro Tull is just hammering me out on State Street here, man. I can't escape the aqualung or something. And so it's just got me momentarily distracted. You know how I get, Dom.
Is it a jazz flute, Crudy?
It does not sound like a jazz flute. Not a la, who was the Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Remember when he played that?
Yeah.
Lit up that electric flute or whatever it was.
Oh, God.
Well, Dom, turning my attention back to the history and the politics.
Yeah.
80th anniversary of D-Day. And we've got sound of President Joe Biden making statements earlier today. He was with Macron. He was in France. By contrast, Donald Trump talking about the revenge tour he's soon going to be on in Arizona. We'll talk about his, air quotes, 2 o'clock in the afternoon town hall a little bit more, because it's still going on. Can't believe Gary's tuning in to us when Trump's speaking. But anyways, Rich, going to need your help here. Want to play the president, Joe Biden, today speaking on the anniversary, 80th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion. Play cut one.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
Just ask Putin. More Rich from President Joe Biden, played for the people. Cut two, please.
The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest or toughest or most fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing, every one of them knew, the probability of dying was real.
A lot of boys died that day.
More from President Joe Biden on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Play for the people, Rich.
They knew, beyond any doubt, there are things that are worth fighting and dying for.
Fighting and dying for. I believe we've got one more from the president. Let's put a bow on it. Rich, play it for the people, please.
Now we have to ask ourselves, will we stand against tyranny, against evil, against crushing brutality of the iron fist? Will we stand for freedom? Will we defend democracy?
Yes. President Joe Biden speaking today. Found a little bit in the Wisconsin Examiner here, Crudy. We posted on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Check it out. I'm going to jump into the article. Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, met with 41 veterans from the Normandy campaign, 33 of whom served on D-Day, according to reporters traveling with the president. Biden gave each a commemorative coin bearing the presidential seal and images of troops on the beaches of Normandy. About 180 American World War II veterans attended the ceremony, according to reporters present. Many veterans over or approaching age 100 sat on a shaded stage in wheelchairs covered in blue blankets and wearing red, white, and blue scarves. Miniature American and French flags fluttered beside each white marble cross of Star of David and the Rose marked thousands of Americans laid to rest in France. More than 9,300 Americans are buried at this 172.5.
How many, Dom? Slow down for me. I
9,300 Americans are buried at that cemetery. Just over 300 headstones are marked unknown. A wall of the missing bears nearly 1,600 names of Americans declared missing or lost at sea. Biden said this during the ceremony. Many, to state the obvious, never came home. Many survived that longest day and kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won. And a few notable bands of brothers are here with us today. More than 4,400 Allied troops died on the first day of the invasion, including 2,501 Americans. Yeah, 80 years ago today.
Dominic, Eugene Robinson at the Washington Post. Biden's visit to Normandy on the 80th anniversary reminds us of a nation divided, then united. Eugene, looking for a silver lining here, Dom. In history, the images of President Biden in Normandy marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion were poignant, considering the nation is currently so divided. Seeing him with those brave 100-year-old survivors recalled a time of national unity and purpose. You know, trying to help Crudy pronounce it.
Centenarian.
I don't know any 100-year-olds. They're just 100-year-olds, Dom. As we look back in admiration, however, we should also remember that in the years before World War II, American society was more deeply fractured than it is today. In at least one aspect, this was true even during the war. The U.S. Armed Forces were racially segregated. The only all-black unit assigned to storm the beaches on the morning of June 6, 1944, was the 320th Barrage Balloon Battalion. One of its medics, 21-year-old Corporal Waverly B. Woodson Jr., was wounded by German shrapnel as he landed around 9 a.m. Bleeding and in pain, he set up a medical aid station and spent 30 hours treating Allied wounded, almost all of them white, before collapsing and being taken to a hospital ship. Woodson survived the war, returned to a nation where he was a second-class citizen, and died in 2005. Earlier this week, finally, he was posthumously awarded the Distinguished Service Medal, Cross, the Army's second highest honor. The system of racial separation and oppression known as Jim Crow was hardly the only chasm that divided Americans. The country was still struggling to recover from the Great Depression, and partisan factions were bitterly fighting over the New Deal policies that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt enacted. Roosevelt lost political capital in 1937 when he tried and failed to pack the Supreme Court, which had been an impediment to his sweeping reforms. The following year, he angered a wing of his own party by supporting progressive Democrats over more conservative incumbents in congressional primary contest. And when FDR broke with tradition in 1940 and ran for a third term in the White House, Critics howled that he was trying to make himself into a dictator like Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. The rhetoric was as angry and apocalyptic as anything we are hearing in 2024. Senator Robert A. Taft of Ohio, who was seeking the Republican presidential nomination, said there was, and here's a quote, more danger of the infiltration of totalitarian ideas from the New Deal circle in Washington than there will ever be from any activities of communists or Nazi buns. Wendell Willkie, the relative moderate who won the GOP nomination, also railed against our very rapid drift towards totalitarianism, charging that every major economic policy of the New Deal was pushing the nation towards socialism, Dom. For the historical record, capitalism survived.
Yes, it did. When war erupted in Europe, Roosevelt knew the United States would eventually be drawn in. He saw that the country was woefully unprepared. He had inherited an army of only 175,000 ill-equipped, inadequately trained soldiers on active duty, mere cannon fodder, potentially, for the fearsome German war machine. But isolationists resisted Roosevelt's efforts to ready the U.S. military and help Britain hold out against the threat of a Nazi invasion. The original MAGA movement expressed its naivism, racism, and anti-Semitism plainly rather than in coded euphemisms. The flagship pressure groups, a group working against Roosevelt, was called the America First Committee, a name that might prove Karl Marx was right when he said history repeats itself, first as tragedy, then as farce. Famed aviator Charles Lindbergh, the chief spokesman for America First, went so far as to argue that the United States should take the side of Germany joining the Nazis in a racial solidarity against Asiatic intruders, by which he means Russians and Jews. Isolationism has significant mainstream support, including in the business community, whose collective diary, The Wall Street Journal, argued in 1940 editorial that, quote, our job today is not to stop Hitler. Roosevelt foresaw, however, that stopping Hitler would indeed be our job. He took a huge political gamble during the heated 1940 election campaign when he pushed Congress to authorize the nation's first peacetime military draft. He got what he wanted, both the legislation and the third term. A year later, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor sent isolationism back into the deepest recesses of our national id until recently and gave Americans a common purpose, leading to the bravery, sacrifice, and triumph that Biden and other world leaders commemorated Thursday. After Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it is inconceivable that global war can again be the forge that welds the nation together. This reality means that somehow we must tolerate our divisions as we try to ameliorate them incrementally through our barely functional political process. The American graves on the bluff above Omaha Beach admonish us to summon the necessary valor. Eugene Robinson writing at the Washington Post.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates 80th anniversary of D-Day. President Biden was there with Macron, visiting the graves, speaking solemnly. We welcome your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Maybe some echoes, some parallels from history. Only you would have thought Trump would have somehow been on the other side of the pond. Didn't know we were going to be the bad guys in the next world war, Dom. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Join us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We finally gotten off our dead and responded.
devilradioswag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to Devil's Advocates Radio show phone lines. We're going to get to them. Talk or text. Hit us up. 844-967-2789.
Dom's got his hash pipe. You'll have the phone number. That's 844-967-2789. And just a moment. We'll digress for one moment, Dom. For those that are playing the Sconey Summer whatever game, your keyword is fun. When Dom talks too much, the Devil's Advocates is less fun.
I believe it's pronounced Sconey, Rudy.
I don't care, Dom. F-U-N.
It's Sconey, fun. Man. This is Wisconsin.
F-U-N. Fun. That's the only word that matters. Now back to the politicking and the phone calling and all the important stuff that we do around here, Dom. And let's not forget Donald Trump. He's at a town hall in Arizona as we speak.
Still going on?
Being held. I haven't checked. Hold on. Oh, yeah. He's still rambling. Still got a podium. Now, he did have some old dude who didn't exactly trash John McCain in Arizona, but said, you know, I've only had one political hero, and it's this guy, and pointed at Trump.
Didn't he bring up, I thought I saw that he brought out Arpaio. Was that who it was?
Sheriff Joe?
Yeah.
We've had Sheriff Joe on this fine show. Back when he used to put the inmates in the pink to humiliate them, because they deserved it.
That's Donald Trump's kind of guy.
I actually can't say I've ever done this before, Dom. I'm feeding Trump in real time on the right side broadcasting network. You know, they're on the right side, Dom. Like our little conservative love muffin, Gary from Sussex. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Hi, guys. A couple of things. I'm going to start out with my dad was in the military in World War II. He'd be 102 right now if he's still alive. Wow. But he did not fight at, you know, during D-Day. He was at Saipan. He had action in Saipan. And he told me, he was a drill instructor, and he told me that he'd tell his guys, if you listen to me, you have the best chance of survival. If you don't listen to me, you're going to die. So he, you know, they really, you know, that's why these guys, they do what they do, because they listen, you know, to their instructors.
You're a drill sergeant's kid, Gary?
What?
You're a drill sergeant's kid.
Yes.
And so I got to think your old man was pretty anti-fascist, if you know what I'm saying, Gary. So what the hell happened to you, my friend?
I was a Democrat all my life up until after I got married. So, like I said, Reagan was my first Republican. But back to my story.
Did you marry a Nolito? What happened to you, Gary? Your wife changed your politics?
Yes. actually Reagan did, but my wife was a Republican. And so my mother-in-law said that unless I become a Republican, she won't give permission to marry me. So
the things we do for love, Gary.
Yes, it is. And it's well worth it because 51 years we've been married.
Wow.
Okay, back to my story. My dad was a drill instructor. And what he told the guys is when you jump out of an airplane, you take your helmet off and you stick it between your legs.
Yeah.
So support to keep you from getting shot in the, on your groin. And if my dad didn't do that, I wouldn't be here. So thank God that he wore his helmet between his legs because it doesn't do any good on your head coming out of a parachute when you're just kind of hanging there. And then go ahead.
No, finish your thought. Then I'll follow up.
Okay. So when my dad got out of the military, he was in Korea also. When he finally got in, he spent 20 years in the military. And when we misbehaved, he would sit there and he'd say, "You dig me a hole 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet." So we'd have to go in the backyard and dig a hole 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet. And he would measure it with his tape measure. Then we show my dad. He said, "Dad, we're done here." And then he'd take a cigar, throw it in there, and he'd say, "Bury it." But I'll tell you something. My dad was a gigantic pussycat. He'd always tell us, "You guys can do whatever you want. Just don't get caught."
No wonder why you love Trump so much. Gary, how has your attitude not changed on Trump? He got caught.
Let me ask you, Gary, your father sounds very interesting. How do you think he would react to Donald Trump and what the movement that I consider to be a very fascist-leaning movement? How would your dad respond, do you think, these days?
My dad actually became a Republican later on after I did. So he would love Trump just like the rest of us do. Now, you guys always give me the time to tell you that you don't tell me I'm crazy, and then you give me the time to express how I feel. And that's why I like listening to you guys. If you guys would cut me off all the time, I wouldn't even be listening to you. So you're making it fair. And your listeners, do you remember when I first started calling 4 years ago? They trashed me so bad.
They still do, Gary. I read the text line. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that was my badge of honor. I love that when they do that. You know,
Gary, do you think, we've heard a lot of these Republicans, and like Steve Bannon. Do you think Steve Bannon is getting railroaded? Do you think that our justice system is rigged, the election system is rigged, that our healthcare system is rigged, that everything's rigged, that this is all just an effort to keep MAGA down? Because that's what Republicans are saying, Gary. Do you buy into that? Do you espouse that same philosophy?
Yes.
So do you think Steve Bannon's going to go to jail for 4 months because...
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Well, because
why is he going to jail, Gary? Well, right. I mean, isn't that the reason why he's going to jail? Because he contempt of Congress, right? Just like Navarro's in jail for that.
You should go to jail.
Okay.
If you're subpoenaed and you don't show up, you go to jail.
Well, that's not what he's saying, Gary. He's saying that this is to shut MAGA up. And I'm asking you, you agree, but now you seem to disagree with that statement.
Okay. If you dis Congress and you don't do what they tell you to do, and if you're basically subpoenaed, I think that, I mean, this isn't that why they're throwing him in jail, because he didn't show up for...
Yes, he was convicted of contempt of Congress, failing to acknowledge the subpoenas and testify.
I agree, he should go to jail for that, because you can't, I mean, you got to follow the laws and you got to show up for a subpoena. I subpoenaed a police officer one time and they did not like that, but I needed that person to prove my innocence.
But how does this not apply to Donald Trump, Gary?
I basically think the coming after him for some legal errors and logistics
errors
that he didn't. Because
Gary got cut short.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for Wisconsin's August primaries. Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
Meanwhile, Democrats are running candidates in all 33 state Senate districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A rollover crash in Douglas County resulted in serious injuries for the driver over the weekend. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 6:30 p.m. on Sunday on Highway 2 in the Poplar area. The car reportedly rolled off of the road into a wooded area and came to a stop upside down in the trees. The driver of the car was flown to a local hospital with serious injuries, and authorities believe that speed was a factor in the crash. Authorities have not provided an update on the condition of the injured driver. A number of tribute trees were planted around the city of Superior this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the Tribute Tree Program allows donors to pick a unique tree and location to honor a loved one, celebrate an anniversary, or a variety of other reasons. Each tree includes a plaque and a ceremony, and prices range from $200 to $350. On Tuesday, 16 trees were planted around the city through the program. Over 900 trees have been planted through the program over 23 years. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS' Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she is pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008, so they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, highs to the mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again, low 70s. It's 63
right now.
The Todd
Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review, and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here. It's a happier happy hour. And we're always happier when you join us at 844-967-2789. It's a phone line. It's a text line. And Dom, I've got a couple of quick updates here. First and foremost, on the Wisconsin front, we had the fake electors charged by Attorney General Josh Call this week. And I've got some new conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
But from sharp legal minds like Lisa Rubin. And here's what Lisa Rubin is currently saying. New Wisconsin Attorney General criminal complaint against Ken Cheesebro. Trump lawyer Jim Troupas and Trump campaign staffer Mike Roman is the fifth state criminal case centered on efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But it's different in a few key ways. Among them, footnote number 5, which notes that Cheesebro participated in a December of 2023 interview. Now, I've been saying Cheesebro was the only source saying that he had been talking to Wisconsin investigators. And he told Politico that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is how Rubin picks it up. Cheesebro participated in a December 2023 interview, which does not appear to have been anything other than voluntary with Wisconsin investigators. Was that interview supposed to be a prelude to cooperation? Now, that's the question I've been asking myself since these charges dropped, but Rubin varies and takes her conspiracy theory for now down a different rabbit hole. What Lisa Rubin asked, we don't know, but after pleading out in Fulton County, Georgia, Cheesebro and his lawyers likely hope to cooperate in any other state-based investigation into the fake elector scheme, just as he reportedly did in Nevada and Arizona. Well, that's what I thought, Dom. Rubin asked, so what happened? Well, according to footnote number 5, and she's included the footnote number 5 from the Cheesebro indictment, Dom. Uh-huh. Cheesebro seems to have lied to Wisconsin investigators about his Twitter account use.
Oh, that's
remember,
right.
He's the Badger uh-huh. pundit. Yes. He had this clandestine Twitter account
that he did not acknowledge.
And they apparently learned that they had been played through a media report on Cheesebro, similar to Michigan prosecutors. So they saw that Cheesebro had a Twitter account, which he had not publicly acknowledged. In fact, he had denied, apparently, to Michigan investigators. And now from footnote number 5, Lisa Rubin noting this could be substantial. And while it remains to be seen whether anyone will be charged in Michigan beyond the fake electors, here's that media report, which now looks like the beginning of Cheesebro's Wisconsin journey from cooperator to target. And I told you yesterday, Dom, your buddy, Matt Kittle, who was with the MacGyver Institute, that is a far right wing, I believe it's funded by the Bradley Foundation and other richy rich sort of dark money kind of stuff. But he was on right-wing talk radio. He was filling in for, you know, the Prince of Mornings, Dan O'Donnell, your buddy. And Kittle was saying, hey, you know, Wisconsin already did this. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he talking about? And he is analogizing the gag order against Donald Trump with the gag order against the targets of the John Doe investigation here in the state of Wisconsin, the political corruption of Scott Walker. And let's not forget how it was portrayed by M.D. Kittle.
Oh, yes. Many articles.
He wrote over 400 articles on the John Doe Dam. And they were described as pre-dawn paramilitary raids. The yes. execution of the search warrants. And to hear Kittle tell it, Dom, well, Wisconsin foreshadowed what's now happening at the Department of Justice. And it was guys like John Chisholm, the DA in Milwaukee County. And I'm like, John Chisholm never even filed charges against Walker. He could have killed Walker's political career in the recall in 2012. He didn't even need to convict the guy. He just needed to charge him. And Walker would have been done. done for, because so many people were against the recall because he hadn't committed crimes. He hadn't done anything extravagant. You know, just bad policy, just sticking it to the public sector unions. That was the impetus primarily behind the recall. We didn't know what a corrupt SOB he was until we found out they were investigating him from the day he was inaugurated onward. Actually, the day he was elected to the governor, Scott Walker was under investigation. He was the target of the John Doe. And what'd they do? They got rid of the Government Accountability Board, which was nationally renowned.
Republicans in the legislature.
Yes. Under Scott Walker. Well, Kittle had Tom Tiffany on. Tom Tiffany is a U.S. congressman that 2 days after he was elected to the U.S. Congress challenged the certification of the election in Arizona in the state of Wisconsin. My understanding, 2 days on the job, but he was pretty damn convinced the same ballot that sent him to Washington had been rigged against Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. But when Tiffany was a state senator in the state of Wisconsin, let's not forget, he was part of the destruction of the nonpartisan former judges, retired judges, man, this thing. And they destroyed the Government Accountability Board, this thing that was a national...
It was held up as a national model. Yes.
Until they investigated, you know, had the temerity to investigate the Scott Walker campaign corruption and the coordination with third-party groups to the tune of $20 million or more. That used to be a lot of money around here. So, anyways, I just find it interesting that, you know, MD Kittle, Matt Kittle would, A, get to fill in on anybody's radio show. Come on, you got to have better friends than Kittle. But B, would be hearkening back to the John Doe days. You know, the dark days in Wisconsin history when Republicans were prosecuted just for being Republicans, Dom.
That's what it is. Not for the criming that Republicans happen to be doing, but for being Republican. I mean, this is the same thing they're saying now.
Well, here's what Donald Trump had to say today, or at least a statement on the Truthy Social, I believe, Dom, about the order go directly to prison, do not collect $200, Steve Bannon. It would not have mattered whether Steve Bannon and others, looking at you, Jim Jordan, went in front of the Unselect Committee of Criminal Hacks and Thugs, in all caps on this one, because all of the information ended up being illegally deleted and destroyed by these corrupt radicals.
That's a lie.
Bannon, who had been a tireless MAGA soldier leading a legion of supporters with his War Room podcast, was convicted of 2 counts for refusing to comply with the subpoena from the January 6th committee. Specifically, he was punished for withholding documents and staying silent while the House Select Committee investigated the U.S. Capitol's deadly riot on January 6, 2021. And Bannon made remarks following the U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols' decision that told him go directly to prison on July 1st. We've heard this before, Don, but I'm going to repeat it. I want to say something specifically about the Justice Department. They're not going to shut up Trump. They're not going to shut up Peter Navarro. They're not going to shut up Bannon. And they're certainly not going to shut up MAGA. 844-967-2789.
Crudy, I did confirm Washington Post reporting former president, and I'll throw in the convicted felon, Donald Trump, during a campaign event Thursday in Arizona, embraced Joe Arpaio, the controversial former sheriff
Joe,
who Trump pardoned in 2017. Trump invited Arpaio on stage at the Phoenix event and appeared to kiss him on the neck while hugging him. I don't kiss Ben, but I kiss him. We had a real border with this guy. People said he was too tough. Now they're saying, where's Sheriff Joe? Pardon. Trump pardoned Arpaio, the former Maricopa County Sheriff, less than a month after he was convicted of criminal contempt of court. What is up with all these contempt of court things with these people? He disobeyed a judge's order to stop detaining people because he only suspected they were undocumented immigrants. After coming on stage, Arpaio said that in Trump, he has found the only hero I ever had in my life.
Oh, that was Joe Arpaio. He's lost some weight. He's not quite as chubby as he used to be, Dom.
President Biden's reelection campaign quickly responded to the joint appearance on social media. The Biden campaign shared a video clip of Trump bringing Arpaio on stage, describing him as a convicted criminal pardoned by Trump who racially profiled and abused immigrants. So, yeah, there you go.
Apparently, Trump has left the stage just an hour and 45 minutes after his rambling
after the town hall. Was there any questions from the town?
Yes, there was. There was.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Now, I observed, at least during one commercial break, I was monitoring the 2 o'clock in the afternoon town hall in Phoenix. And there was a restaurateur, a Latino guy. And, you know, as happenstance would have it, Dom, they wanted to sort of feature this guy. So he got to ask Trump a question. And the man said his name was, I believe it was Jorge Reyes. And we couldn't see Jorge on the right side broadcast network feed. They were just using the pool feed, so they didn't actually look at Mr. Reyes, but you could hear him off camera. And apparently, Mrs. Reyes must be a looker because Trump took immediate note of her. Look at her! Trump, he sprung up. And the next thing he was saying is, I love them! And I'm wondering, Latino wives of other men? Is that what you're talking about, sir? So this restaurateur from Tucson, he apparently got to ask a question. And he was complaining about the food prices. And, you know, it's Joe Biden's fault. Pathetic Biden, this Latino guy is talking in specific terms. I quote, pathetic Biden policies. He said, so when does drill baby drill start? That was his question for Trump. And as we've talked about on this show, Dom, it may not be widely understood, you know, the facts by the MAGA. And I know facts don't change their minds. But this country, sadly, under Joe Biden, is producing more fossil fuels than at any time in our nation's history. At any time in our nation's history. And their solution is drill, baby, drill. And my understanding is many of the petrochemical companies, Dom, don't want to fulfill the leases they have now because it's not cost effective. You know, if we didn't give this super depletion write off to oil companies, they get to drain a natural resource, oil in this case, and then claim depletion of the resource and take it as a tax write off, Jerry. I cannot believe that they get to basically market the raw product, you know, refine it, market it, and also get a write off for the use of the raw product.
It's a great deal, man. It's a write-off.
You don't even know what a write-off is. 844-967-2789. So apparently Trump's done. But after ogling Jorge's wife for a moment, oh, look at her. He was very...
She's a looker.
She must have been a looker. And he seemed like he might have been a successful guy. But Trump's then response, where he pivoted immediately. Have you seen the price of bacon? Have you seen the price of bacon? And I'm thinking to myself, now this is a topic that probably hits a little close to home. I got to think Donald Trump, just looking at the man, is a fan of the bacon. I mean, isn't everybody?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Little bacon with his ketchup in the morning, Dom. I can see it now. Well, yes. What? Yes, but he has differing eating habits.
Indeed, he does.
So we got like a minute left? Never mind.
No, we got a segment left, man. He's off.
No, I know. We got a little time left in the show.
2789. We got time for our callers. And no, we don't have time.
Okay. I'm feeling like we're getting some mixed messages around here.
I'm feeling a little verklempt.
Great radio show. Or greatest radio show ever. That's the only question you should ever have to answer.
844-96-PARTY. We will be right back with your call.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil Radio Show, the greatest radio show ever. There, I said it. 844-967. 2789.
Dom, we'll get back to the lines momentarily. Be patient, callers. This headline caught my attention. I wanted to throw it out there. Republicans in Pennsylvania boo cops who defended the Capitol on January 6th.
Boo! Boo the blue line! Boo!
Former law enforcement officers Gunnell and Harry Gunn, Dunn, D-U-N-N, were honored in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Wednesday, but some Republican lawmakers booed them. House Speaker Joanna McClinton, that's a Democrat, brought the men to the state capitol and introduced them to the House floor. Republicans responded by booing and hissing. Others simply walked out of the room, the Washington Post reported, after speaking to lawmakers. This is what State Rep. Arvid Venkat, Democrat, said on Thursday. I heard some hissing. I saw about 8 to 10 of my Republican colleagues walk out angrily as they were announced as police officers from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. I can see why that would be so. Well, as he said, the Democratic lawmaker said, I was shocked and appalled. And the chaos lasted about 5 minutes. There was only a small collection of fewer than 100 officials out of the 203 in the chamber at the time. So about half the class showed up that day, Dom. And the session began its morning introducing the men who defended the Capitol against rioters and insurrectionists. Well, that's where you set off the Republicans.
That's the problem.
It's a little too close to home, Dom.
Uh-huh. What are you doing defending the Capitol against our patriots?
They're traveling the country to raise awareness of the threats to democracy. The jeering could barely be heard on the live stream video beginning at the end of the speaker's comments. When the cheers and whistles began, they drowned out the boos. Now, Speaker McClinton, Democrat, called the actions of the Republicans despicable. Republicans, however, promised that it wasn't a reflection of their dedication to law enforcement.
No.
I was on the House floor yesterday, and I personally spoke to both of the former officers at the speaker's rostrum, and I and other members of our caucus also had their pictures taken with the former officers, said House Republican leader Brian Cutler. Again, this state office holders in Pennsylvania. He claimed that Democratic lawmakers were antagonizing members and inviting division and discord with their political and campaign purposes. GOP caucus chair George Dunbar denied the whole ordeal and said he, I guess it was a rigged event, fake event. He said he did not see who did what on the floor yesterday, but believes the action of House Democrats were contrived for political purposes. He claimed that he greeted the officers and has the deepest respect for the Capitol Police officers, as well as for all law enforcement.
So long as they don't, what, campaign for the sitting Democratic president.
Democrats still called out the Republicans' behavior. There were absolutely Republican members who did applaud and stand, but a majority did not, according to Democrat Mike Schlossberg. It was embarrassing and disgraceful. Schlossberg claimed that the booing and jeering grew so loud that the speaker had to raise her voice to be heard over the noise.
Wow.
You don't have to raise your voice to be heard over the noise here. 844-967-2789, unless Tom's talking. Northwoods Terry, welcome. How you doing, man?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. I had a chance last Saturday to chastise my congressman, Tiffany, and it was fun.
What toxic Tom say to you in response?
He just smiled at me and took it. I said, you're a member of this Republican delegation, Wisconsin Republican delegation, the worst in the country, the worst. So, and I hit him with some other things too. And it was just so much. I kind of was looking for him, but I wasn't sure I'd see him. But there he was at this dairy breakfast, flipping pancakes, blending in. So,
oh, he was out in the community, doing the community thing, yeah. Huh, Terry?
Yeah. There was a lady in front of me, you know, mid-50s, whatever, with her group. And after we got through the line past him, that was great. You getting after him. What a good job you did. It made me feel real good.
Yeah, yeah, man. All right. Northwoods Terry. Perhaps Tiffany has an opponent in Northwoods Terry. What do you think, man?
Oh, no.
Oh, slow down.
I got track record.
Hey, this is the new world, Terry. I mean, if you don't have a track record, you're not going to get elected. Look, they've lowered the bar, man. Even guys like us can run and win.
Yeah, right.
Terry's got quite a track record, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Gary talked about his drill sergeant anti-fascist papa. Would Gary's dad have loved Trump when Trump called? Dead soldiers, suckers, and losers. Maybe you could ask him. Doubt he would answer. That would have been a good question. Steve from Milwaukee says Bannon should be locked up for years. And as to the cost of bacon, Mark texts in, Sugardale bacon's on sale at the Piggly Wiggly here in Sauk. $3.99 right. A pound on sale. You know where I'm there going? Going to get some bacon.
With bacon.
Devil's Advocates, best thing since bacon. Thank you for listening. We'll do it again on Friday when we air the grievances for you. Got any special guest? No one we can talk about yet, right?
That's right. Everything's in the planning mode right now, Michael. It'll be a surprise.
If we can let you in to the hardened perimeter tomorrow, we'll let you know who the special guest may or may not be. We'll see. Have a great night. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Rich, for all the hard work you do. And thank you all for playing along. We love it when you do. 844-967-2789. Now bug the next show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, Jennifer Schulze talks about how New York City's big papers have become infected with a nasty case of Joe Biden derangement syndrome.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.